You're listening to AgriTalk, 1 hour every day, just ag. It's all we do. Join the conversation.
And welcome back. One of the criticisms that has often been leveled at the ethanol industry is over land use. Critics claim that more land being brought into production to support the ethanol industry. Well, now a new study from the University of Illinois finds that increased corn yields and more efficient use of corn ethanol co-products will greatly decrease the land that's needed for ethanol production. The research indicates cropland attributable to ethanol production will drop from the current 25% to as little as 11% of U.S. corn acres. Joining us now is one of the researchers of that study, Professor of Animal Science at the University of Illinois, Hans Stein. Professor, thanks for joining us on AgriTalk.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Tell us about this study, what you looked at, and how you came to your findings.
Well, we looked at three different areas. One was, what are the expected increases in corn yields over the next 15 years? The second area was, what are the expected increases in efficiencies within the ethanol plants in terms of ethanol production? And the third area was, how do we expect that the usage of the co-products from ethanol production will be used in the future, and how will that impact land use? So those were the three areas we focused on, and we made some different scenarios, and then we put the whole thing into a computer model that allowed us to estimate the land use under these different scenarios.
So currently, around 25% of the land used for ethanol production, some have said it's much higher, but it's around that 25% mark. You're saying it'll go down to 11%. How long will it take it to drop that much?
Well, it'll take 15 years. It'll be in year 2026. We could get down there, and that would require that corn yields continue to increase, and that there's a shift in the usage of the co-products. But let me, before I go into that, if I can make one comment on the current land use. We have seen a number of 40% of corn land going to ethanol. That is a little bit of a misunderstanding, because it is correct that about 40% of all our corn grain is used for ethanol production. But we do get the co-products back, which can be used for animal feeding. So even with today's technology and today's yields, we only use about 25% of all the corn land for ethanol production. So it's not 40%, it's 25% today. And then by further increasing corn yields, which we expect will happen over the next 15 years, we will drop that number down to maybe 19%, and if we can also switch the usage of the co-products to more usage for livestock species that currently use a lot of soybean meal, then we can further reduce the land usage.
And that's really the key point. We have seen greater value being placed on those co-products in recent years, and really what comes out of this study, it looks like, Professor, is that we're seeing more realization of the effects of the technologies all across corn and ethanol production, and even into animal production. We're seeing how all this can intertwine, and the advantages shown across the board, right?
Absolutely, and that was one of the objectives of this study, was to try to integrate the different areas, as I said, both ethanol production, crop yield estimates, and animal feeding, and try to link it all together and then estimate what the combined usage was, combined effects will be. And that is what I said, we can get down to somewhere between 11 and 19% of corn land used for ethanol under these circumstances.
And we're seeing,
as an example, expect that corn yields will in year 2026, we will have close to 200 bushels an acre on average, and that number could, with more biotechnology trade, that number actually could go up to as much as 220, 230 bushels per acre, depending on how many biotechnology traits are incorporated into crop yields. And obviously, with more bushels per acre, we will need fewer acres to produce
right.
the corn that needs to go into ethanol production.
And then you couple that with the growing use of DDGs and co-products, along with the efficiencies. We're seeing tremendous advancements in the efficiencies of our ethanol production plants. So you bring all that together,
yeah.
and it has that impact that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And as I said, that was the objective of the study, to bring the whole all those areas together and look at the combined effects. And I think the important conclusions are that if we don't change the current ethanol policies, which we assume in the study that we would still have the 15 billion gallon cap on ethanol production from corn, if we don't change those policies, then the land use will go down dramatically over the next 15 years.
Well, it's a significant study because, as I mentioned earlier, so much criticism has been leveled at the ethanol industry of driving land into production just to support the ethanol industry. And what your study now shows, with all these things coming together, that number is going to go down, not up, as far as the amount of land needed for ethanol.
That is correct. And I think this the results could be used by politicians to maybe revisit the 15 billion gallon cap. And in some ways, you could make the argument that instead of having a cap on the total ethanol produced from corn, the cap should be on the land we are willing to set aside for ethanol production. And if we put a cap on the land, then you would let the market decide how much ethanol would be produced from those acres.
Very interesting. Professor, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Professor of Animal Science Hans Stein from the University of Illinois. All right, coming up tomorrow, an update on the American Farm Bureau Federation's Ditch the Rule campaign. And we'll talk with a Wyoming producer who is feeling very acutely the impact of and learning just how far-reaching the Clean Water Act enforcement can go as EPA looks to enforce their Waters of the U.S. rule. So we will talk with a Wyoming producer and the American Farm Bureau tomorrow. Hope you'll join us.
Thanks for listening to AgriTalk, the National Forum for Agriculture. The conversation resumes tomorrow. Until then, visit us online at agritalk.com.